Your Family History Getting Started by President Boy K. Packer, Acting President of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. If you don't know where to start, start with yourself. If you don't know what records to get and how to get them, start with what you have. Several years ago, Sister Packer and I determined that we should get our records in order. However, under the pressure of church responsibilities with my travels about the world, and the obligations with our large family and a home to keep up, both indoors and outdoors, there was just not enough time. But we were restless about this family history responsibility, and finally we determined that somehow we would have to make more time in the day. During the Christmas holidays, when we had a little extra time, we started. Then, as we moved back to a regular schedule after the holidays, we adopted the practice of getting up an hour or two earlier each day. We gathered together everything we had, and in the course of a few weeks, we were amazed at what we were able to accomplish. The thing that was most impressive, however, was the fact that we began to have experiences that told us somehow that we were being guided and that there were those beyond the veil who were interested in what we were doing. Things began to fall into place. As I have traveled about the church and paid particular attention to this subject, many testimonies have come to light. Others who assemble their records together are likewise having similar experiences. It was as though the Lord was waiting for us to begin. We found things we had wondered about for a long time. It seemed as though they came to us almost too easily. More than this, things that we never dreamed existed began to show up. We began to learn by personal experience that this research into our families is an inspired work. We came to know that inspiration will follow those who move into it. It is just a matter of getting started. Once we started, we found the time. Somehow, we were able to carry on all of the other responsibilities. There seemed to be an increased inspiration in our lives because of this work. Paths open when we start. But the decision, the action, must begin with the individual. The Lord will not tamper with our agency. If we want a testimony of family history and temple work, we must do something about that work. Here is an example of what can happen when you do. I once attended a conference in the Hartford, Connecticut stake. An assignment had been made 3 months earlier to all members of the stake presidency to speak on this subject of family history work. One had been a counselor in the stake presidency, but became stake patriarch at that conference. He told this interesting incident. He had not been able to get started in family history work, although he was converted to it. He just didn't know where to start. When he received the assignment to prepare a life history from his own records, he was unable to find anything about his childhood and youth except his birth certificate. He was one of 11 children born to Italian immigrants. He is the only member of his family in the church. In fulfilling the assignment, he tried to put together everything he could find on his life. At least he was starting, but there just didn't seem to be anywhere to go. He could get his own life story put together from his own memory and from what few records he had. Then a very interesting thing happened. His aged mother, who was in a rest home, had a great yearning to return once more to her homeland in Italy. Finally, because she was obsessed with this desire, the doctors felt nothing would be gained by denying her this request, and the family decided to grant their mother her dying wish. And for some reason, they all decided that this brother, the only member of the family in the church, should be the one to accompany his mother to Italy. All at once, then he found himself returning to the ancestral home. A door was opening. While in Italy, he visited the parish church where his mother was baptized, and also the parish church where his father was baptized. He met many relatives. He learned that the records in the parish go back for 500 years. He visited the town hall to look into the records and found people very cooperative there. The town clerk told him that the previous summer a seminarian and a nun had been there together looking for records of this brother's family name. And they had said they were collecting the family history of the family. He was given the name of the city where they lived, and he could now follow that lead. He learned also that there is a city in Italy bearing the family name. But this is not all. When he came to Salt Lake City to General Conference, he returned by way of Colorado, where many of his family live. There, with very little persuasion, a family organization was effected, and a family reunion was planned, which soon afterwards was held. And then, as always happened, some of his relatives, his aunts and uncles, his brothers and sisters, began to provide the pictures and information about his life that he never knew existed. And as always happens, he learned that this is a work of inspiration. The Lord will bless you once you begin this work. This has been very evident to my family. Since the time we decided that we would start where we were, with what we had, many things have opened up to us. On one occasion, I took to the Genealogical Society 8 large volumes, manuscript family history work, consisting of 6,000 family group records, a very professional family history work, all on the Packer family. All of it was compiled by Warren Packer, originally from Ohio, a schoolteacher, a Lutheran. He has spent 30 years doing this work, not really knowing why. There are 2 more volumes now added to the others. He senses now why he has been involved in this work over the years, and very much has the spirit of the work. We have had the opportunity, too, of locating and visiting the ancestral Packer home in England. Many of the large manor houses in England in recent years have been open to the public. This one is not. It is about a 15-minute drive from the London, England Temple, and it is built on the site of an ancient castle with a moat around it. It stands just as it was finished in the early 1600s. The portraits of our ancestors are hanging where they were placed nearly 300 years ago. On the estate is a little chapel. It is a stained glass window with a Packer coat of arms, put there in 1625. Things began to emerge once we got to work. We still are not by any means experts in family history research. We are, however, dedicated to our family. And it is my testimony that if we start where we are, each of us with ourselves, with such records as we have, and begin putting those in order, things will fall into place as they should. How to begin? It is a matter of getting started. You may come to know the principle that Nephi knew when he said, "And I was led by the Spirit, not knowing beforehand the things which I should do." 1 Nephi chapter 4, verse 6. If you don't know where to start, start with yourself. If you don't know what records to get and how to get them, start with what you have. There are 2 very simple instructions for those who are waiting for a place to begin. Here's what you might do. Get a cardboard box. Any kind of a box will do. Put it someplace where it is in the way, perhaps on the couch or on the counter in the kitchen, anywhere it cannot go unnoticed. Then over a period of few weeks, collect and put into the box every record of your life, such as your birth certificate, your certificate of blessing, your certificate of baptism, your certificate of ordination, and your certificate of graduation. Collect diplomas, all of the photographs, honors or awards, a diary if you've kept one, everything that you can find pertaining to your life, anything that is written or registered or recorded that testifies that you are alive and what you have done. Don't try to do this in one day. Take some time on it. Most of us have these things scattered around here and there. Some of them are in a box in the garage, under that stack of newspapers. Others are stored away in drawers or in the attic, or in one place or another. Perhaps some have been tucked in the leaves of the Bible or elsewhere. Gather all these papers together and put them in the box. Keep it there until you have collected everything you think you have. Then make some space on a table or even on the floor and sort out all that you've collected. Divide your life into 3 periods. The church does it that way. All of our programming in the church is divided into 3 general categories: children, youth, and adult. Start with a childhood section and begin with your birth certificate. Put together every record in chronological order, the pictures, the record of your baptism, and so on, up to the time you were 12 years of age. Next, assemble all that which pertains to your youth from 12 to 18 or up until the time you were married. Put all of that together in chronological order. Line up the records, the certificates, the photographs, and so on, and put them in another box or envelope. Do the same with the records on the rest of your life. Once you have done this, you have what is necessary to complete your life story. Simply take your birth certificate and begin writing. I was born September 10, 1924, the son of Ira W. Packer and Emma Jensen Packer at Brigham City, Utah. I was the 10th child and the 5th son in the family. It really won't take you long to write or dictate into a tape recorder the account of your life, and it will have an accuracy because you have collected those records. What then? After you've made the outline of your life history to date, what do you do with all the materials you have collected? That, of course, brings you to your book of remembrance. Simply paste them lightly on the pages so that they can be taken out if necessary from time to time, and you have your book of remembrance. Once you begin this project, very interesting and inspiring things will happen. You cannot do this much without getting something of the spirit of it, and without talking about it, at least in your family circle. Some very interesting things will start to happen once you show some interest in your own family history work. It is a firm principle. There are many, many testimonies about it. It will happen to you. Aunt Clara will tell you that she has a picture of you with your great-grandfather. You know that cannot be so because he died the year before you were born. But Aunt Clara produces the picture. There is your great-grandfather holding you as a tiny baby. As you check through the records, you find that he died the year after you were born, an important detail in your family history. That accurate data means something. The middle name written on the back of the picture means something, too. You may not know at that moment, but it is a key, the beginning of ordinance work in the temple for some of your ancestors. You believe in the resurrection. You must know that baptism for someone who is dead is quite as essential as baptism for someone who is living. There is no difference in the importance of it. One by one it must happen. They must do it here while living, or it must be done for them here after they die. The whole New Testament centers on the resurrection of the Lord. The message is that all are to be resurrected. Every scripture and every motivation that apply to missionary work have their application to ordinance work for the dead. Now you have your own family history written, and you have your book of remembrance assembled. It sounds too easy. Well, it is almost. But it does mean that you have to get started. Like Nephi, you will be led by the Spirit, not knowing beforehand the things which you should do. 1 Nephi chapter 4, verse 6. So find a cardboard box and put it in the way and begin to put things in it. And as the things unfold, you will sense something spiritual happening and not be too surprised at that. As the heart turns, family history work has the power to do something for the dead. It has an equal power to do something to the living. Family history work of church members has a refining, spiritualizing, tempering influence on those who are engaged in it. They understand that they are tying their family together, their living family here with those who have gone before. Family history work, in one sense, would justify itself even if one were not successful in clearing names for temple work. The process of searching, the means of going after those names, would be worth all the effort you could invest. The reason? You cannot find names without knowing that they represent people. You begin to find out things about people. When we research our own lines, we become interested in more than just names or the number of names going through the temple. Our interest turns our hearts to our fathers. We seek to find them and to know them and to serve them. In doing so, we store up treasures in heaven. Note, this article consists of extracts from President Packer's book, The Holy Temple, end of note. Sidebar, Family History Basics by President Boyd K. Packer, Acting President of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. There are several basic component parts to family history and temple work. Over the years, they may be rearranged somewhat in emphasis, or the approach in programming church participation may change somewhat, but the responsibilities stay about the same. 1. Each of us is to compile his or her own life history. 2. Each of us is to keep a book of remembrance. 3. As individuals and families, we are each to seek out our kindred dead, beginning first with the four most recent generations on each line, and then going back as far as we can. 4. We are each to participate in other programs, such as name extraction, when asked to do so. 5. We are to organize our families and hold meetings and reunions. 6. If we have access to a temple, each of us should go to the temple as often as possible to do ordinance work, first for ourselves, then for our progenitors, then for all the names that have been gathered by means other than our own. End of sidebar. End of the article, Your Family History, Getting Started by President Boyd K. Packer, Acting President of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles.